Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Tuesday. Here's KSRM's Matt Wilson.
A five-year schedule for timber sales through the Alaska Department of Natural Resources Division of Forestry and Fire Protection, which will include the Kenai Kodiak area, is up for public comment through December 6th. The public is invited to comment on any aspect of the five-year schedule of timber sales. Comments concern the proposed timber sale areas must be received no later than 5 p.m. on December 6th. A hard copy of the document can be viewed on the DOF offices in Soldotna and Palmer. The document can also be found on a link on our website at ryukenai.com. The five-year schedule is a scoping document that outlines the proposed timber sale activity to be undertaken on state land over the next 5 years. Once each sale is prepared and ready for review, notice of proposed decision and the opportunity for the public to comment will be given for that specific timber sale as required under the state statute and regulation. For further information on the timber sales, you'll find contact details on the story at RadioKenai.com. Kenai has seen an increase in snowfall and has come with repercussions like snow removal. Residents of Kenai have been reminded that it is illegal to push snow from personal property onto city streets, and it is proposed that an ordinance be made for residents to move their cars from the route that the snow operators need to address in the winter months. City Manager Paul Ostrander addresses the increase of calls due to the heavy snowfall.
What my streets foreman said, the first snow of the year was the biggest snow event they'd ever seen. When we had that on the 26th of October, that day, Public Works received 42 calls complaining about snow removal. The next day, got 32 calls, which was the day that we finally got on top of it. It actually took us 2 full days to clear the city streets, primarily because that first snowfall was not only 10 or 11 inches, but it was extraordinarily heavy snow, and it's really difficult to manage when it's heavy like that.
After some discussion from the council, it was recognized that something needs to be done to eliminate the snow, and specifically the snow berms at the end of people's driveways. Councilmember Tia Winger addresses the reality of the situation, stating,
I think some of the issues that we've heard from people, or at least that I've heard from people about berms, that the snow berms are an issue for a lot of these people. I mean, it's not maybe at the first part of the neighborhood. It's only a little something a car can drive over. But when you get 5 blocks down the road, you've got a 2-foot berm. And I can say that we have a high rate of seniors in our community and people with disabilities. As you and I can go maybe clear a berm or help our neighbors clear a berm, not these people aren't able to. So I think that's the consideration, is it's not just people that can't go out or not wanting to go out to do berms.
The Kenai City Council is hearing the comments from the public and is discussing the options for snow removal. However, it is important that the public has realistic expectations. Ostrander expresses appreciation for the street crews and addresses expectations.
You know, I will say that our street crews are highly trained and highly capable individuals, and they work extraordinarily hard. I mean, they take the commitment to clearing our city streets personally. If we have a snow event, they're out 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock in the morning, and they'll work long, long hours just trying to get through the streets every day. You know, one of the things we need to do is align the public's expectations with what is realistic. You know, we live in Alaska. It's cold here. It snows here. You know, sometimes it snows a lot here, and you know, it's not reasonable to think that we're going to be able to get all the roads perfectly cleared within 24 hours. We don't have the resources to do that. So trying to get the public's expectations aligned with what is realistic is something that's important and something that I think we need to work to do a better job of. I know Mr. Curtin is working on a snow removal policy that we hope can help in that regard, but I think there's more work to be done there as well.
Read more on this story at RadioKenai.com, plus information about funding for ferry dock modifications in Chiniga, Tatalik, and Cordova. Coming up, we'll take a look at the stories from Wednesday. This is KSRM News.